Well, Evan should be Kiluya. You have a well, and you have a gourd that you use as a pail to fill up water from the well, and the gourd is very light, so you need a weight to sink it into the well. So you put a rock into the gourd. If the rock is tied onto the gourd, so when you fill, the rock doesn't fall out, then the rock becomes bottled to the gourd, and you did a maisa, you tied it on, and it's not muktzah. The lav ain't malin, but if not, then the gourd becomes a basis l'davar ha'aser. The rock remains aser, and the rock is supported by the gourd, even though it's serving the gourd, but it also the gourd is serving the rock because it protects it. It keeps it there that you'll have it if you need it. So therefore, the whole gourd becomes a basis l'davar ha'aser, and you're not allowed to use the gourd at all. Zmura, shehik shura b'tafiyach. Nimalin Babishabis, you have a vine that is, what's it called, you're using as a string to tie onto the pail that you fill things from the well. So if it's tied on, you can use it to draw water on the Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss what this Zemora is. Is it connected to the ground, not connected to the ground? Pekaka Chalon, you have a shutter that closes up the window. Rav Elezer Omer Zman Shu Kosher V'Toli Pokimbo. If it's tied on to the wall and it's hanging, it's not resting on the ground, then you're allowed to shutter the window and it doesn't look like you're adding on to the binyan because it's already tied there and it's hanging. V'Imlav Ain't Pokimbo. And if not, you can't close the window because it looks like you're adding on to the binyan. The Chachamim Morin Bein Kach Uvein Kach Pokimbo. And the Chachamim hold doesn't make a difference. See what that means, it doesn't make a difference. But it doesn't have to be tied and hanging. And you can still shutter up the window with it. She? Ha'evin Shebekiruya L'delas Yevesha. You have a dry gourd, Chalula, that's hollow. Memalim Bamayim, and use that for a pail to fill up from the well. Mitoshi Kala Ina Shoevis Elitzofa. And on the other hand, because it's so light, it doesn't sink into the water. It floats on the water. Venosin bo evan lachbida. So they put a rock into it to weight it down. Imamalim bo the inanofela shikshura yofela fiakiruya shavyakli. So if it's tied on to the gourd, then you've made it into a kli. You've done something to it, and you've designated this as part of the gourd. The Rishalmi says that doesn't have to be tied on, but it, mamash, you wedge it into the side of the gourd. It becomes part of the gourd itself. The imlav or yikisharav on him, they metaltel esakiruya, the shavya basis la'evin shenososa. Right? And if it's not tied on, didn't do anything different to the rock, then the rock is a rock. And you can't even move the gourd because it became a basis to the evin which it carries. Okay. Zemora shel gefen shikshura b'tafiyach pach sheshorven bo min habor. You have a vine that you use as a string to tie the pail that you fill water from the bor, from a well, or min hamayin, or from a spring. Memalin bo deshavya kli lach zemora. You made this vine into a kli because you tied it on to the pail. Now it becomes a kli. The tolish eno nigra ba'aretz, shehachevel shu kosher bo eno magia la'aretz. It has to have two conditions, according to Rabbi Lezer. It has to be tied onto the wall, and it also has to be hanging and not on the ground. Ein pokimbo, the mezi kamosif ala binyan. It looks like you're adding onto a binyan. You're taking something and filling up a window hole. That's considered like adding onto a binyan. Veinkach uveinkach, b'gmar mefarishla. We want to explain what they meant to say. You don't need either condition or just one of the conditions. Tzan hasem, evin shal pi hachavis. You have a rock on top of a barrel. So mata al tziba, tzida v'hinofeles. So you're allowed to tip the barrel and the rock will fall off and then you can move the barrel. Omer rabba, omer rab ami, omer rab yochanan, lo shonu ele b'shocheyach. That's only if you forgot the rock on the barrel. Then if you put the rock there on purpose, then the barrel became a bosses for the rock, and the barrel becomes muktzah itself. And therefore, even if the rock gets off the barrel is still muktzah. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan Lo Shona El B'Shocheach Av B'Meniach Nasa Kisi L'Hachavis. The only time you have to, Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the opposite. The only time that you have to tip the barrel and get the rock off is if you forgot the rock there. Then the rock remains muktzah, and you shouldn't move the barrel with the muktzah on it. But if you left it there on purpose, Nasa Kisi L'Hachavis, then the rock becomes part of the covering of the barrel. And it's not muktzah anymore. A Rashi, Tznan Hosim, the common behind the Sechta. Ho'evin shal pi ha'chovis, v'hutzrach litl min hayayin shebesochi. You need the wine. So, mate ha'chovis al tzidah, v'hino fellas. You tip the barrel and the rock falls off. Lo shonu demutu la tautl ha'chovis, v'ho'evin oleho, diktoni v'imhoisa bein chavios, shiori la'hatosa shom, shalo kipol ho'evin al ha'chovis shebetzidah, magbiya umata al tzidah, v'hino fellas. Right, the Mishnah says later on that if the chavis is, you can't tilt it because it's surrounded by other barrels, and you can pick it up and tilt it on its side after you pick it up. The only time you're allowed to do that, to actually pick up the barrel, right, is if the stone, the rock, was forgotten. You didn't leave it there on purpose. If you left it there on purpose, then the chavis became a base for the rock. You're not even allowed to pick up the barrel there, because the barrel itself becomes muktzah itself, even after the rock is not there anymore. Rav Yosef on Rav Asi Lakula. Rav Yosef said just the opposite. The only time that you have to tip the barrel to get the rock off, but you can't actually carry the rock off the top of the barrel to get to the wine, you had no kavana to make the rock a kli. If you left it there on purpose, then the rock became a cover for the chavis, and it's not muktzah anymore. You intended it to be part of the cover, and therefore you can move the rock itself. So the machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav Yosef, whether leaving the rock on top of the chavis makes it less muktzah or makes even the chavis muktzah. Omar Rabba, Mosvinen Ashmaisin. So Rabba said we can ask Akasha on our Mishnah from this case. For answer Kasha and Rav Yosef from our Mishnah. Ho Evan Shabikivuya Imim Malimba the Enofelis Malimba. Right? It says over here that what's it called? That if you have a rock that's inside this gourd, it only becomes a kli if it's tied onto the gourd. But if it's just stamped sitting inside the gourd, that's what's it called, not enough to make it a kli. It remains a rock and the whole gourd becomes oster. Same thing over here with the chavis. You only put it on top of the chavis, so it'll fall off if you tip the chavis on the side. Why is that different than a rock inside a gourd that's not tied on? Nanela, what's it called? Kashan Rav Yosef. How could Rav Yosef said you made it a kli? Just putting it on the chavis, then it should become a kli just putting it in the gourd. The lohi, no kashan. Hasam kivin dahadka shav yadofin. No, just the opposite. What's it called? The chora, the one is asking on the other side. The chari you see over there, if you put the rock to be used by the gourd, that it loses its shem muktzah. Same thing over here, if you put the rock on top of the barrel, it should lose the shem muktzah. Somewhere says a simple answer. Over there, since it's tied on, or according to the Rishalmi, it's wedged into the wall of the gourd, it becomes part of the gourd itself. But over here, you just put it on the chavis, it doesn't become part of the chavis, and it doesn't become a cover. Just because you put it there. You have to do some kind of maisa, we'll see. Amar Rav Yosef, umosvinen ashmaisin, and Rav Yosef said we can ask Akasha from our Mishnah also. Imlav, ein memalimba. Right? Lechora, if it's not tied on, you can't use it. You can't even use the gourd. So lechora, my case of the chavis also should be awesome. Right? Rav Yosef is asking on himself. From our Mishnah's Mashma, if it's not tied on, then not only is the rock still muktzah, but the chavis becomes a basis of davar haaser. Why don't we say the same thing? Not only is the rock muktzah, but the kirui, the gourd, remains muktzah too. So same thing over here. My case, just putting the rock on top of the barrel should remain, the rock should remain muktzah, and the barrel should be like Rav Asi said, muktzah because of buses. Velohi, hasam kivin lo hadka betule batla. Over there, since you didn't tie it on, so it's batla. It doesn't become part of the thing. But over here, since even though you didn't tie it on, you want it to be a kisa, you want it to be a cover for the barrel. That's enough to take away the muktzah. But Micah Miflagi, so what's the machlokas between Rav Asi and Rav Yosef? Rather, putting a rock on top of a barrel makes it a kli, makes it a cover, and loses its muktzah completely. Or, if you put it on top on purpose, it's still muktzah, and the barrel becomes muktzah too. Mar sover bo'inin ma'isa, umar sover lo bo'inin ma'isa. One holds that to make something a kli, right, when it doesn't have a shame kli at all, this is not working, you need a ma'isa. You have to do some kind of ma'isa to change the thing. Umar sover lo bo'inin. And the other one holds you don't need any specific ma'isa. Just putting it on top is good enough. Va'azlu tamayu, and they go according to their reasoning in another place. Tichiyaser avdimi amrab chanina va'amri lo amrab zera amrab chanina pamachas holach Rebbe l'makom echad umotza nidbach shel avonim. One time Rebbe went to a certain place and he found a row of stones. Va'amr l'talmid of tzu v'chishvu kedei sheneishiv aleim l'machar v'lo itzrichen Rebbe l'maisa. Okay. And Rebbe said, go out and have intention that tomorrow we're going to sit on these stones. And he didn't need a ma'isa. And they see that just from a machshava alone of designating the stones as seats, they became seats. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hitzrichen Rebbe Lamaisa. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rebbe needed a ma'isa for those seats to become not muktzah. My Omer Lahu, so what did he tell them? Rav Ami Omer Tzu Velimdu. Right, Omer Lahu. Rav Ami said, he told them, go out and see to it that they're set up in such a way you don't have to move them. You can sit on them without moving them. You're allowed to be Nehenne for Muktzah. You're allowed to, use Muktzah as long as you don't move it. So sit on it in such a way you don't have to move it. Rav Asi Omer Tzu Veshifshifu. Rav Asi said, go and sand them down so they'll be comfortable to sit on, and you did a ma'isa, you made them into a kli. So you see that Rav Asi holds that you need a ma'isa to make it into a kli.
Is placing the rock not considered a ma'isa?
Just placing it is not doing any ma'isa in the thing itself, right? Right. Itmar Rav Yossi ben Shaul Omer, Soer Shul Koros Havei. It was not a thing of rocks, but it was a pile of boards that were used for building. Rabbi Yochum and Shaul said it wasn't even a pile of boards, it was one gigantic board that they were going to sit on like a bench, which was a stick which they used to measure the depth of the water for a boat. Mandi Omer Goshush Koshkein Soar. The one who says that Goshush, that even this pole, if you make a ma'isa, or if you, you can move it, it loses its muktzah, koshkein soar. Surely a pile of boards used for building is less muktzah than this pole. Why? Mandyomer soar avol goshush kopid alei. But in one who said a pile of boards, you're not makbid so much on a pile of boards not to use them to sit on. But this pole has to be straight, because if it's at all crooked, it won't measure the actual depth, and the boat will get caught there. So therefore, people are makbid not to use the goshush for anything. It's muktzah machmas lisaron keys, and there it won't help even a ma'isa to make it a kli.
What can you do with it?
What?
What can you do on the pole?
On the pole? Whatever. Maybe they sanded it down a little bit or something. I don't know. So it was more... Let's see the Rashi for a second. Okay, Ashmaisen al Shmur Shali, Shomarti Beminiach Einho Evan Nasakli. I can ask on what I said, that just by putting it on the barrel doesn't make it a kli. Memalim bought from our Mishnah, Alma Evan Nasakli. Right, in the Mishnah it seems that the rock becomes a kli just because it's in the gourd. the hadkos. And he says, no, that's not true, because that's only if you tie it on. Shekoshra yotha. The imlav ain't memalim. The lo amrin nasikli b'hanocha b'alma, the kashli di, and Rav Yosef asked from the Mishnah on him, on himself. L'chora, it says if you don't tie on the rock, then it's not a kli. So in his case, where you only put it on the barrel, it should be the same thing. Damri l'minich o nasikisi l'chavis. V'lohi, lo kashli. T'hasam hoil b'lo kshira lo chazi l'malos. Over there, if you don't tie it on, you can't fill it up because the rock's going to fall out. D'hanofla. Right? And if you didn't tie it on, then it's not a kli. Right? But when you put it on a barrel, just putting it on makes it a kli. You don't have to do any ma'isa, that in itself makes it a kli. But putting a rock in a gourd doesn't make it a kli unless you tie it on. Otherwise it's not gonna be mishamish the gourd. It's gonna fall out. These were rocks that were set aside for building, so they're mukta. My omer lahu, my maisa hitzrichan l'Reb Yochanan. Right? What Reb Yochanan held, you need a maisa. What kind of maisa do you need? Suva limdu, sidru osam, erev Shabbos. The heshivum, kedeshul and itztarich lib bahem l'macher. Not that, what's it called, just moving them around, it's not a maisa in the kli itself. Okay, you're just moving it. That's not called a mice. So what he told them was, put them in such a way that we won't have to move them tomorrow. Lefisha ein hazman of a mice called the humo elis la'evin la'sosokli, because moving the rock around and positioning it is not a mice, and therefore it doesn't become a kli, and therefore it's mukta. So the only thing they could do is Erev Shabbos, position them that they won't have to move them tomorrow. Mo'el eslev la'sosu kli, v'rav ami l'tameh, and that Rav Ami, domer la'el, ein ho'evin nasis kli ba'nocha. Rav Ami held that putting a rock on top of a barrel is not enough of a ma'isa to make it a kli. Same thing over here, right? That just positioning them is not enough of a ma'isa to make it a kli, and then to the next day they wouldn't be allowed to move them. So what they did on Erev Shabbos is to move them in a position they wouldn't have to move them the next day. Lindum kamrim moikotin osalehem limudim l'sader nesarim al pi abor. Mudim means put them in a position, position them. The shifshum, and Rav Asi said no, shifshum min hatid, shiu noos leishev l'mocher t'lamdum, d'b'maisa koldu nasikli. And Rav Asi held out, they're just by cleaning them off, right, so they'll be nice to sit on, what's it called, is enough of a maisa. And if Rav Ami held, that what's it called? The b'maisa called the who nasa kli, right? That even a small maisa makes it a kli, and they do argue, because if Rav Ami had held that a maisa called the who would have helped, then he wouldn't have had to position them erev Shabbos, right? They could have sanded them down. You could have cleaned them off, right? And then they would have been able to move them the next day. The advice was he held there was nothing they could do to them to make them suitable. They had to prepare them Erev Shabbos. They shouldn't be able to move them. If they could have done something, they would have done that. It'd be easier to move them around on Shabbos. So are Shokoros, Havi Velo Avonim. It was a pile of boards and not rocks. So are Seder Shokoros Chadosher, Shemesadnos on the Vinyan, Kadesh Lo Yisakbo. It's like they pile up boards for building in order that they shouldn't get warped. Goshush Eitz Oroch, Shemagashim Bo Hamayim, Lefnei Asvina, a big pole that they use to measure the water, the depth of the water, that goes in front of the boat to make sure that it's not going in a place that's too shallow for the boat to go. And that pole becomes muktzamach misarin kis, and therefore, what's it called, people are very mocked, but you don't can't make it a kli just with a small mice. Okay. The Meiri Takalon is different than the and the Magen Avraham. What's it called? The Meiri learns different. Rashi learns, like we said, that the Machlokas Rav Ami Rav Asi is any Maisa going to help or not? And Rav Ami held the Maisa is not going to help, and what they did by positioning them wasn't a maisa in the rock, it was just to make sure you wouldn't have to move it the next day. The Meiri learns that positioning them Erev Shabbos made them a kli, made them a seat. You didn't have to sand them down or whatever. And the Magen Avraham learns in the Rambam like Rashi, and the Chazon Ish learns in the Rambam like the Meiri. That even Rav Ami held that positioning them was enough of a maisa, but you had to actually pick them up. The other one held just sanding them down, just cleaning them off was enough. You didn't have to move them even. And then the machlokas is l'shitasam. One holds you have to actually take the rock and position it as a seat, and the other one holds you don't have to do that, just dust it off is good enough. Okay. The Beis Yosef paskens that you have to be machmer, like the shita that holds that you need some kind of what's it called, maisa, and the Ramah holds it's enough with a machshava. Okay. And v'halacha l'maisa, if you're going to leave the thing forever like that, then machshava is enough. If you miyached it forever, then it becomes not muktza just by designating it for use as a kli. You have a rock, and you want to use it from now on as a paperweight. You can always use it as a paperweight. It becomes a paperweight just by designating it. If you only want it for that Shabbos, not forever, then you have to do some maisa in it to make it a paperweight. Shave it down, whatever. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Zmora shikshura. Okay, if you have a vine that's tied onto a pail, so the vine is not muktzeh anymore. Kshura in, lo kshura lo, has to be tied on, but if it's not tied on, not. Leim masnis and lo krev shim gamliel. Tetan yechori yo sholdeko. Shigidron le'etzim, the nimlech aleim li'yeshiva, tzorech likshur. Right, the Brisa says that if you have pieces of wood from a palm tree that you originally cut them down for use for fuel, so they're mukta, and then you change your mind and you're going to sit on them. So you have to tie them to make a maisa in them to make them now a seat. Tie them together. Now they look like a seat because you didn't tie them together. Then originally they were mukta, they don't become not mukta just by designating them. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ain't Tzarech Likshur. You don't have to tie them together. Just by designating them for now as a chair, they become a chair. Omer Rav Sheshes, so you see over here, you have to tie them, right? But if it's not tied, no, so it's not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to tie, you don't have to be Maisa. Just designating it is enough. So even if you didn't tie it, you just designated it to be a string, it should be enough. Omer Rav Sheshes, so Afilu Tein Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's talking where it's still connected to the ground. Right? So over here, lechora, there's another problem. Not only muktzah, but you're mishtamish mechubar lekarka. It's a separate iser, because we're afraid that you'll come to pull it out. Right? Where it says, lamata mi gimel. No, the iser of being mishtamish mechubar lekarka is only higher than three tvachim. But a tree, the part of it that's less than three tvachim, you're allowed to make use of. It's not even just moving it. It's not even as muktzah. You're not even allowed to have any to use it, or sit on it, or whatever. But if it's less than three tefachim, it's okay. So as that halacha doesn't apply, and as that's why you need what's it called? That's why over here you need to tie it because it's still connected to the ground. But if it's not connected to the ground, then what's it called? Then it doesn't have to be tied. Rav Ashi Yom, Rafilu Tema Betlusha, Gzeira Shemi Yikto. Now, over here it's different. Even if it's separated from the ground, but since it's a hard thing, we're afraid that you'll break off pieces to make it smooth and then cut it to size. So either you'll be over on Mechatech, or you'll be over on Tikkun Kli of Makabapatish. Rashi says Makabapatish. See Rashi. Sheino kshura lo, v'afilu yesh akmumiyus barosha, ke'ein mazle, shiroi litlos ba, tafiyach, ulamalos v'chishav aleho. Right? He says, well, if you don't tie it on, then how are you going to use it to be mamale? The answer is, you take this zmora, and it has a hook, end at the end. Looks hooked. And you put it through the hole in the, what's it called? You didn't tie it, but you're using it to, what's it called? To fill up water with the pail. The end part of it looks like a hook. It fits into the barrel without tying it. Shigidra leitzim shechotcha lehesed. So we see by the case of the tree the wood from the tree that you have to tie it up to make it a chair. But just stamp designated doesn't help. Because originally you cut this wood for fire, for fuel, and then you change your mind, you want to use it as a seat. Historically, Shomer Erev Shabbos, you have to tie it together, Erev Shabbos, into a bundle, so now you did a maaser to make it into a seat. Via Begefen. So he says, no, our case of the Zemora, why you have to tie it. Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you don't have to tie the wood together, because here it's talking where it's still connected to the ground. Says, even if it's tied on, so it loses its shein mukta, but it doesn't have, it loses its halacha that you can't have any use from something connected to the ground. He's talking where you're using it, the part that's less than 3 tefachim from the ground. You go, not putting it deep into a well. You have a brook, a spring in front of you, and all you need is a little bit to put it into the edge of the stream. So the part that you're using is less than 3 tefachim higher than the ground. You're allowed to make use of a tree in the part of it that's less than 3 tefachim from the ground. If the roots were higher than 3 tefachim, you can't sit on them. But if they're less than 3 tefachim, you can. Zemar says, even the, what's it called, Ravashi says, even if it's not connected to the ground. So the reason is not that over here we're afraid that you'll come to take it out of the ground, and that's why you have to tie it from before Shabbos, right? But if it wouldn't be connected to the ground, we wouldn't be afraid by the Zemara, just like we're not afraid by the wood. And the wood, just by designating it according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, makes it into a chair. Maybe tomorrow he's going to find out it's too long. And since it's soft, that's the difference between the Zemora and the wood. The wood, you can't break. It's hard. But the Zemora is a vine. It's very pliable. And therefore you may break it off, tear it off. It's easy to cut. The nimtza osa kli. What's the malacha? Right? Misakin mama. You're making a kli. You're making something smaller than it was before. So you're making it into a kli. V'chai mishumaka v'patish. Others hold that it's mechatech. But others hold, no, mechatech is when you have to cut it to a certain size, not just make it stam smaller. Right? Stam smaller is not called mechatech. So Rashi says misakin mama. Others hold, no. It's a certain size doesn't mean dafka, the measurement. It means any size that's different than now. Now, it's a lot of nafkaminas where you're cutting something, not because you want it a certain size, you just don't want the whole thing. Right? That's, according to Rashi, seems not to be mechatech, and according to others, is mechatech. Aval b'charios liyeshiva leka lemigzor hachi. By the wood to sit on, there's no gzeira, hilkach machshava, therefore it's enough just to think about it. Because there it's just to take it out of mukta. Here it's to avoid being over an isser, so you have to tie it on, so you remember not to cut it the next day. Okay. Kaka chalon, Omer Rabba Babar Chanor B'Yochanan, HaKol Modim Shein Osim Oel Aroi B'Tchila B'Yontif. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to make an Oel Aroi in the beginning on Yontif. The Ein Tzorech Lomer B'Shabbos, and surely not on Shabbos. Lo Nech Lechu El Lahosif. The Machlokes is only, here we're talking about adding the thing into the window. So, we'll see in a second, what Rashi says, only to add on to an oel. Rav Shul Rebbe Lezer Omer Ein Mosifim B'Yontif, the Ein Tzorech Lomar B'Shabbos, that Rebbe Lezer holds, even on Yontif, you're not allowed to be Mosif onto an oel haroi, even to add to an oel that's already there, and surely not on Shabbos. The Chachamim Rav Mosifim B'Shabbos, Ein Tzorech Lomar B'Yontif. The Chachamim hold, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to add onto an oel that was already there, right, and surely on Yontif you're allowed to. See Rashi. She'ain osim ol aroi lifros machatzelis al dalad mechitzos or al dalad kundesim liotzei la ol minachama. Right, that you're not allowed to put a covering on 4 poles in order to make a shade for shade, because that's an ol aroi. You're not doing it permanently; it's a temporary thing. Still, it's awesome. The dafka gag, but that's only if you make a top. Okay. Aval mechitza lav oelhu, the shorli parcel that's nias. But a mechitza, a wall, that everybody holds, even what's it called, to do it lechatchila, you're allowed to make a wall on Shabbos. right? Kinamrinam be'erevin, be'ovda de Shmuel, u p'kaka chalom de masnishim mishum de binyan kavuahu, u mirsi kamosav al-din. Our case where you're adding to the window, and the window l'chor is in an upright wall, there it's not because of Oel Haroi. That's because, even though the Gemara now is speaking about this, that's a side thing. Over here, the reason you can't put the shudder into the wall is because the wall is connected to the ground. It's not an Oel Haroi. And putting the thing into the wall is adding on to a wall. And that's a separate issue of binyan. Okay. There already was the top was already put on, ukrucha, and it's folded up. So part of it is still out, and part of it is rolled up. The nishar ba'avir, ulamachar poshta, and the next day you want to finish opening it up. Dumya the pekak, the mosu bi'almahu. So similar to the case of the pekak, except over here it's an oel haroi, and by the pekak is mosif al habinyan, two separate things. But it's similar, so the Gemara brought it down. Tosfos says that even making a dofen could be osur, but only if it's matir something. You're putting up a third wall of a sukkah. Then putting up an oel haroi, even sideways, is also osur, even though it's an oel haroi, right? But if it's only for tznius, Rashi's right. If it's only for tznius, it's not matter anything, right? It doesn't create a halacha. It's just a din of tznius. So then, what's it called? You didn't create something halachically. Then an oel haroi is only the top and not the wall.